You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to Growing Pains. I'm your host, Ginger. Join me and my best friends as we talk about growing up and trying not to break down. You can change me for the better. Ooh. Welcome to
and
Growing
she did it again.
Pains.
She did it again.
Welcome to Growing Pains.
You're always no too warning.
Let's do wow. You know what? That was a great introduction.
You can't do like an iCarly thing. And we're live in five, four, three, two, one.
Now you may hear a deeper voice, and that's not Ashley, and she's
that dragged for no reason.
All right,
it was no weird reason.
I was so zoned out.
Ashley.
First of all right, let's do introductions today because we, you know, we don't usually introduce ourselves.
It's Kylie.
Okay, it's Ashley.
Gianna.
Aiden.
And Ginger.
Whoa! What is that?
Guys, did you hear that?
A man,
this man
crawled
just broke
into our
in.
Studio. But we're going to let him record with us, yeah. I think.
Yeah, my hands are
tied
behind
my
back.
Hear what he has to say.
Yeah. So, song of the week.
Let's jump right into it, guys. What's your song of the week?
Ginger, start.
Let me start us off.
With the Phoebe Bridgers song.
No, I've been doing that
always.
The past few
with
weeks.
A Chapel Roan song?
So, I'm going to do... A chapel room. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
First of all,
valid.
You're gonna take my runner up.
Okay, fine.
Didn't she show you that song?
Yeah,
she did.
Chapel Roan. I'm gonna choose Kaleidoscope.
That's a good
song.
One.
And casual. Okay, sure. Gianna, how about you go?
Me go. My song of the week is So American by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh,
you know what? One. And on the flip side, my song of the week is Stranger by Olivia Rodrigo. Because we're just Libra
we're
and
sides of a coin. Like
yeah,
that.
We're just Libra and Aries like that. Speaking of, it's eclipse season. Actually, let me not get into that. Kylie, go.
My song of the week is One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore. And
true.
I was going to do a song from the Future and Metro album, but I'm not going to. But just know the album's really
good.
It's
coming.
It's brewing.
Are we team Drake or are we team Kendrick?
I've always loved Kendrick.
Kendrick,
well,
are you
like not
me?
More,
curious.
But like
if
I've always
on team Drake.
I really don't
I like J. Cole.
Give a
do you know who's at the table?
Oh yeah, we have a certified from the Sixer at our table.
We
right
have
now.
A special guest, Aiden. You have to do your big three, and then you have to say your song of the week. Everyone does
oh,
it.
He yeah. doesn't.
I'm an Aquarius.
there's
a big three somewhere in there.
Hold
and
on.
My song of the week, I've been prepping this for you, Ginger Bro. It's
yeah, bro.
Sunshine by Lil Flip.
Is that good? I don't know. He's got it.
That's
He's definitely got it.
Can we insert a clip of that song? Because I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we'll insert a clip here.
Hold for the clip.
Thank
oh,
you,
he's
man
also,
chair.
This
Thank
man you. Is also a Cancer moon and he's an Aries mm-hmm. rising.
Ooh.
You're an Aries rising?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the first man on the podcast since Wes, RIP.
Think about you every day, man.
I mean,
yeah, we miss you, Wes. Please come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ginger sucks at editing.
That's so mean. I was going to say that, but that's so mean.
It's tough out here. Ginger does her best.
Yeah, Ginger does it all by herself, too. So
I keep in everything that makes me incriminating to keep it real and raw. Hey, dog. So, I don't know. What do you want to tell the pod? What would you like to tell? Are you a Growing Pains listener by chance?
I am a Growing Pains fan.
This is our first fan guest. Oh, our first fan guest.
Yeah, so he followed us up into the building and basically forced himself to be on the podcast. He's like, I've been listening since day one. And
yeah, except from he's from Canada, so instead of like a real
Canada?
Like weapon, he held like a squirt gun up to us, so it was really funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to the Six.
Shout out to the six.
Some of my favorite
Drake.
People are from there.
Aubrey,
and
aka Drake,
Justin Bieber,
and that's it.
Hockey feet players.
Yeah,
yeah.
The sport
it.
Of hockey.
The sport of Robin Scherbatsky.
Yeah. Oh, Finn Wolfhard.
Yes,
the nation's treasure.
Boys, what are we talking about today, boys? Let's lock in.
There's an eclipse happening for Libra and Aries because we're closing the chapter on Scorpio and Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled that out from my behind.
Taurus wasn't the last.
My behind.
Because I
don't think it was the last. I felt nothing.
No, there's like it's like the season's ending. Like, it's like wrapping up on Scorpio and Taurus. Yeah, it is. And it's like everything from Oh, so it's not like the last zodiac season that it was? It's not like Aquarius and Capricorn?
No, it's a Libra and Aries eclipse, the opposing signs.
Okay.
So if your sun are rising.
Oh, the opposites, I see.
If your sun are rising. No, it's whatever the Libra and Aries placement is on your chart.
So what do your big three mean?
Your big three?
What? Something's like, it's how you present yourself.
Your sun is like your... It's how you're outwardly perceived.
So basically, you actually just admitted that you're not a Growing Pains fan listener because we actually went into depth with this about like episode two or three.
He doesn't listen to the episode.
So he's a fake fan. So you were in that.
He has a Gianna bias.
So you were like in that episode, by the way, just so you know, because I was in that episode. Yeah. Just so you know.
I don't remember that episode.
So he has like a Gianna lying streak. That's what he has. Yeah, he's lying.
Oh.
So he's only lying to her the whole time.
I'm gonna be real, guys.
So why were you lying all the time?
Canadians don't lie.
That's true.
I thought that was fairies. I thought that was George Washington.
Canadians are fairies.
We are fairies.
Canadians are fairies.
Say that to Drake.
Right. Drake is a fairy, bro.
He got a BBO.
Oh, he did get a BBL. He got ab work done. He got inflatable abs. Oh my gosh, just ask Megan, guys.
So last time we were on the pod, it was me, Kylie, and Ginger, and we actually explained that like we were going to combine friend groups. Like we were going to have a friend group like
quote unquote combined
merger. Yep. And the result of that, Aiden's the only one that made it out alive.
Wait, who?
Hey, I'm chilling.
Aiden's the only one that made it out alive.
Oh, yeah. How was the merger?
Nobody.
Yeah. In your words.
She said, I'm chilling.
She's not a part of the merger.
Hey, dog, just for reference, last episode, we were like, guys, we have a big story because this Friday, we're going to this big merger, this big kickback.
Why do you guys keep calling it a merger?
I don't know, but I kind of like it.
Because it kind of works, actually. It's like we're both two different companies.
Do you think we're merging them now?
You guys definitely go crazy in June. Your company goes crazy in June, for sure.
Pride month? Summertime?
Is that Pride month?
That's Pride month. So your company is like big June.
Yeah, yeah.
Our company?
It's still big June.
Big stacks.
Honestly, yeah. Still
honestly,
big June.
Yeah.
Still big June.
But yeah, that's fair.
But you've got...
That's fair.
I mean, are we going to talk about how you talked about this poker game and beating the boys, but...
Did I lose?
Actually, the winner's right here.
But did I lose?
Right here.
But did he didn't win.
No, actually, I won higher than anyone.
No, unfortunately, Tiny won.
Yeah, but did I beat Aiden?
Shout out Tiny.
Still no, actually.
I did not beat him.
Still no, actually.
I didn't beat him, but did I lose money?
No.
No, I didn't lose money either, though.
And that's the most important part.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Weren't you supposed to win money then if you got a second?
Not because I lost the first game.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I won $25. I was supposed to win $50, but I split the earnings with Ginger's cousin.
Oh, Fran. Hey, Fran is the homie.
Hey, shout out Fran.
Which is honestly really crazy because it's like the merger was like a parallel universe because Aiden's friend group has their own Ginger.
And she's, guys, when we say she's Ginger, she is literally Ginger.
Oh, she's Filipino.
Yeah.
No.
She's 4 feet tall.
She's 4 feet tall. She's not just gay and Filipino. She's Filipino.
Humor.
She's
Friend is dope.
Like, the way she talks is exactly like Ginger.
Does she have a soft spot for white women?
Yes.
We talked about this. So me and Friend, we got real.
You can claim that it's a Filipino thing all you like. You can claim that it's a Filipino thing all you like.
It is a Filipino thing. Filipino people love white people.
That's crazy to say on air.
Someone clip that.
It's not like...
Chat, can you clip this?
I was talking to
Twitter
Fran,
is going to be on your...
And we were talking about what we like in women. We love a good personality. We love big hearts.
Big hearts?
You like big
hearts.
Big hearts that are cupped.
Big hearts.
And
big spread apart
beach.
Eyes.
Long walks
shout
on
out
the
my
beach.
Ex.
Okay, little mix.
This is a song for my ex.
Merger what was lit.
Yeah, merger was good.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Pause. not so much.
I wasn't. That was lame.
It's fair
unfortunately, the highlight of my night was that I beat him in every game. Unfortunately, I didn't lose games that night.
He was talking a big game, and then when it actually came down to the game, he was just next to his little boyfriend all night and like didn't want to play.
Yeah.
They actually played together the last game.
Played with each other.
Yeah.
Under the table
with
in the hot tub on camera. Aiden has surveillance cameras in his house, by the way.
Do you actually?
And he also has lions guarding his door, and he has a shark
knight and a dragon.
He also has like a swimming pool right in front of his house with sharks in it. Aiden's like a real life trooper because he's always around.
Yeah, shout out Aiden.
He's
Brown.
Always around, and I made the journey, the travel to his house. Was actually insane. Yeah, like far, huh? It's far. So far. It's like so far, and you're on the worst freeway in the world.
I hate driving that.
What, like, did you drive the 95?
Yeah,
I take.
Yeah.
I always take the 215 now to get to his house, and it's nicer. But it really? Literally it's feels like I'm long. Crossing state lines. Yeah. When I take so far. Yeah. It's so long.
And to think that you cross that treacherous path every god day.
You're so brave.
Thanks, guys.
He drives it every time. Also, nice. Crazy connection. Aiden knows my girlfriend Mo.
Everybody. We've mentioned that like so many times.
How does he know? I don't think we've ever name-dropped A-Dog.
No, we never name-dropped him.
We just talked about him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Behind his back.
Yeah, we talk mad.
He listened to that episode, actually.
I talk about him to his face. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's twice now.
It's
play the noise.
She's like, she can't pay attention for more than 3 seconds.
Oh my god, guys, no, okay. Because I called my dad.
My story doesn't matter.
I literally called my parents crying, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I need, like, ADHD medication. I'm pretty sure that, like, I'm, like, literally,
Adderall.
I, like, cannot function. Like, I will go, like, my whole day, and, like, 30,000 tasks will be started, and none of them will be completed. Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, yeah, it's pretty bad. And then I call my mom, and she's like, why do you think you need medication? We don't do that. And then, so I went to Target.
Thing, huh?
It's a thing. So I went to Target, and do you know what I got myself? I got myself gummies that are called Let Me Focus.
What do they have in them that makes you focus?
Ginseng extract and B12 vitamins.
They're just vitamins.
They're just vitamins.
That's like a did you? Of those. But did you feel focused? Were you like, I'm locked in now?
No.
You guys should have seen her like lock-in setup when she was studying for her exam. Was actually insane.
Yeah, I walked in one night and she had 3 screens open: her iPad, her computer, her phone. She had her notebook. She was doing notes on her computer. Her iPad was playing the video. Her phone was next to her because she also had her noise-canceling headphones on. She had a bright fluorescent lamp in her face, blaring like a white.
We're
like,
getting ready it was for the warm, hospital.
White light.
It was warm, and my phone no. was there because I set timers on it so I would keep myself on track every 15 minutes. Hell yeah. And
oh, and then her zap, her like focus gummies. Like
my focus gummies, first of all, you put those there. And then I had, because I have to have the note, like I have to have a video, like a tutorial explaining the chemical equation, and then I have to have like my- like,
okay, I don't care.
No one cares.
Chemical, okay, done, I'm done.
Okay, excuse me, you don't need to shout.
Okay.
Thank you.
This anyways. Is when you play the fart sound.
This is when. This is what we do. So, like, face, but it was fun. It was a nice little setup, and it got my work done. All right, so stay mad. Anyways,
is this should this be like a pod episode where we ask a man's opinion on girl things?
Oh, okay. Wait, but he has. Wait, and you have sisters, right?
I have 2. Yeah.
Okay, how close would you say you guys are?
Pretty close.
All right. Could you describe to me what a period is?
That's very odd.
It happens
like
once a month.
Like the science. Okay.
Signs okay. of it, like okay. you know, you don't feel good. You got a little bit of cramps
okay.
here and there.
You don't know okay. why. You don't
Do you know
why?
Like, so, what the okay. medical.
So if a, like, so, know, I have a question like, for you. Here's a practical question. If you were hanging out with a girl and she's like all of a sudden in a bad mood, do you A, ew? Do you say ew? Are you on your period or something? B, do you yell
are you
at her?
PMSing?
Or C, do
Wait,
you just
B?
Leave her alone?
What's
or,
B?
I don't remember.
Or D. Do you say, it's okay, beautiful queen, I'm here.
Aiden, please tell us a story about how your mom named you.
Oh, from Sex in the City, mm-hmm. from the guy.
Bleep well, in the city.
You can say the name.
Yeah, they say queep in the city.
She loved the guy.
What?
I'm keeping that in.
Sorry, I try to get you to talk. Yeah, never mind. They don't want you to talk, partner.
Aiden is named after...
Why are you,
why are you saying it?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You guys kept interrupting him.
You kept...
No, my mom's favorite character from her favorite TV show was Aiden from Sex and the City. So, I'm here
Have
now.
Have you ever seen the
what
show?
What a good story.
Yeah, it's a really good story.
So, here I am.
Here I am.
Have what you ever seen say? The show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen the show here and there.
Who would you say your characters are?
Oh, that's a good
what
question.
Who do you think you are of the girls?
I wasn't including him.
Yeah,
I was
wait, no,
like
no, no. We're talking about
who
us.
Do you think we are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, there's 4 of them.
Correct. Yeah. So we're off to a good start.
Okay, okay. All right.
Definitely 4 of them.
You're definitely girl
and
number 1.
4 of us.
And then you're girl number 2. Okay.
You're definitely
Do you
one
know,
of
like,
them.
Which ones they are?
Yeah, okay. Not the names, but you're the girl who marries the bald-headed guy.
Oh, that's me? Charlotte?
What? You think she's Charlotte?
She's like the most like stable, right?
Oh, you think Gianna is the most stable?
No, wow, like,
so that treacherous drive is really getting to your head. because that's really affecting you mentally. All right, keep going.
What I'm hearing is she completely changed her personality.
What I'm hearing is she's not herself around you. That's right, not
so
true,
Gianna,
guys.
Charlotte.
Okay. All right. Remind me who. Okay. I remember who the blonde one is with curly hair.
Carrie.
Okay. All right. Remind me of the other two.
So then there's Samantha and Miranda. Ginger.
Samantha and Miranda.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you know who is who?
Samantha.
No. Oh, am I Samantha?
Oh. Samantha is the
RZA, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's the playboy. She's like always like yeah.
She did have a gay era. So I was her in her gay era.
You know, but the real lesbian is Miranda.
Is today. In today's show, but like when you
The redhead, you're the redhead.
Wow,
Miranda, what?
The redhead. Wait a minute, there's only one left. You think I'm Carrie?
Is Carrie the
curly blonde head?
The main one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be what's left.
You think I'm Carrie? Listen, I don't think you're wrong in calling me Carrie because I do have Carrie tendencies.
I think you are Carrie because of like the big aspect.
No, I don't think I am actually. No.
I think Ashley's the redhead.
Ashley's
Miranda.
Definitely Miranda.
See, that's
and
very...
here's what you got wrong. The main one, the Carrie, the one that's not got a, the one that's not all right up in there. The one with big curly hair.
I know who that is. The main character.
It's Gianna.
She cheats on like everybody though, doesn't she?
No, yeah.
She doesn't cheat on everybody. She just cheats on Aiden, actually.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
But that is Gianna.
But that's because she had a big. Gianna
but that's because there's big.
I don't have a big.
Yeah, we're just in college right now, so. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely Miranda, so.
Does every
the results
straight
are interesting
because
woman...
we've never, I don't think we've ever had
I've
them.
Gotten, really quick, does Charlotte every straight before? Woman have a big? Like, is that a thing? Like,
no.
Women?
No.
Because that's, like,
yes.
Evil. Oh.
Probably,
actually,
I would
yes.
say.
Actually, yes.
Are you, do you ever, know, do they end up with their big?
I don't know.
I don't know if you end up with your big,
big
like, Carrie.
Like her, like, big, her big ex.
They, she calls him
actually big.
Yeah, his name is John.
His name's like John, but she calls him big because he's like the big ex.
He's also a big CEO. So like,
he's also like, he's supposed to be like super rich. He's just like the toxic one. Okay, that always goes back. Yeah. Remember when I was teaching you the word situationship?
Uh huh.
Like that.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways. Okay.
Yeah, Miranda. I feel like someone has called me Miranda before.
You're kind of Miranda.
Yeah.
You're kind of Miranda.
Well, like, you're Carrie when she's, like, writing her book.
I think you're also Carrie.
Really? I don't think you're Carrie at all.
That's sweet. I think I just, like...
I don't think you're Carrie at all. Like you would never do that. You would never do that.
I think you are Charlotte and Miranda.
Yeah.
I think Ashley I'm Carrie.
I definitely
can
Charlotte.
Can I be Miranda's husband, the goofy guy?
You want to be my husband?
No, not... Well, I didn't say I didn't say all that.
You know? Ginger.
The bartender?
Yeah. You might have to
bleep. You are Steve!
You are Steve.
You are Steve!
Do your best Steve impression.
Miranda.
Miranda, you might have to bleep this out, but he loses a ball. So, like, I think
you don't have to bleep that out.
What did that have to do with anything?
I think it's funny because that's her character.
Like a basketball?
No, like
that's
a,
like a basketball.
Because he's lost one ball
like
before.
A ball.
Like a testicle. Testicle.
Oh! I thought you meant like he was playing catch.
Yeah, he only
or
had one.
He lost it.
Crap. How do you lose it?
Where did it go?
I had cancer.
Where did it go?
How do you lose that thing?
Didn't he get a prosthetic one?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you... Okay, so since you had like a party at your house recently... All right. How do you know when your friends are selling to girls?
Oh.
Selling?
Like, yeah.
Body language. Body
what do you,
language
But what
key.
Do you do? Be like,
yeah,
yo,
what
bro.
Is what do you do as a homeboy, like, to help your guy out?
Why do we sound like we
like
have no
wingman?
Idea? Like,
yeah, what do you do as a wingman? Tell us about that phenomenon. Because, like, a wingman
Wait,
for girls is different.
Also, tell us how, like, how you envision our, like, how you perceive our friend group, like, dynamic. Is it, like, your friend group dynamic? Like, are we, like, manly?
No,
like,
it's
we claim?
Like you guys are man. You guys are close, though. So that's not a lot of friend groups are, like, close. So you guys, I think, are close.
I think we're manly.
Manly?
I think we move like men. You don't think we move like frat guys?
Like frat guys? I mean... Yeah, kind of.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of.
Thank
I
you.
Can see
I was really waiting for
you. But how do you be a wingman, Aiden? What do boys do?
All right, guys. All
and
right.
Then also tell us how to win like every single guy's heart, like that.
Yeah. What is the key to?
Yeah.
Man?
What's the key to a man's
I don't know
heart?
That, but
what's the key to your
be,
heart?
To be a wingman.
Yeah. Nobody wants
you gotta
to know
like
that.
So your boy's picking up the girl he wants.
Yeah.
Right. And so then you just kind of go supposedly. And usually all girls travel in packs. So you're going to have to go and talk to the friend. That's the ultimate wingman.
Yeah, true.
That's what girls do too, though.
That is the ultimate wingman. Yeah, just, and you don't even have to, you just have to make conversation. Just talk. And then that's the ultimate, you just got
to
distract.
So you just got to be like a good person to talk to?
Yeah, a good distraction. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good wingman. Distract.
All right. And then what do you do? Like, when a girl's talking to you, like, what's the, like, a first thing that she does and you're like, never mind? What's the, what's that, like, immediate, like, ugh.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because you're a
no? What? All right.
No? No?
He's like, girls have never turned me off. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Like, all right. If they're, like, too, I don't know. If they're, like, drunk, I don't know.
Like I just said. Like, I've heard that one a lot. I've heard that. It's like girls get too drunk.
Yeah, if
that
they're
you're
drunk,
like,
then I don't, like, it's not, like, a real conversation.
But what's too drunk? Just like falling
about. Like, not even like that's just a little messy, you know, like the way you talk visible. And stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty visible when you're drunk. So
I'm only asking because I have a very big fear that I always get like way too drunk.
No, you can be so drunk and I will genuinely believe like you are completely sober.
That's so crazy because in my mind
it's really scary actually.
Because in my mind I'll have like I'll set something down and it'll take me like a little bit longer than what it used to be, and I'm like, oh my
actually,
God, I'm so faded.
The only time I can ever tell you're drunk, I'm so gone. The only time I can ever tell you're drunk is when you're like nice. Like if you start, if you start being like, you're so funny, I love you. I'm like, whoa,
she's had one too many boys.
She's had a little too much.
Because what I always do, like when I'm drunk, is I'll like be like more touchy. Like I'll hug you guys or I'll hold your hand.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Like go out to reach towards Ashley and she reciprocates it and she holds my hand or she like
by the way
reciprocating me away.
I was gonna say reciprocating is like tapping her shoulder.
No, but like when you like reciprocate it, like I'll be like Ashley and then I like hold your hand and you like don't push me away and I'm like
she's drunk,
she's faded,
Maria, she's gone,
Maria,
she's Maria, we've got a drunk one. Well,
that's my favorite game to play at parties when I'm driving. I'm like,
excuse me
right now. I can't tell. I can never tell what
your favorite game.
That's my favorite game.
Let's play a game.
Is Ashley sober?
Is Ashley drunk right now? Thank you. Basically, what you're telling our public is that I just got that dog in me and I can't ever get.
This is a creep. Oh.
Have you guys heard about the psychedelic compound industry?
We heard about the what?
The psychedelic compound industry?
No. Like, please, genuinely, like, no, we're not doing that. This is what we get for bringing a man. This is all I'm hearing.
This is a more man
question.
Oh, this is a man question, like, from man to man, from me to Aiden.
Don't know what stocks are.
Aiden, if you were a girl, who would you be besties with? Like, who do you think?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
If I was a girl.
Yeah, like who'd you
probably
be besties?
You.
Okay, you can't actually pick Ginger.
No, you can't pick Ginger.
Why? Everybody's
I don't count
Ginger.
As a girl.
That
no.
Count.
Oh,
that is like really insensitive.
I don't give a fuck.
Can't believe you would say that. Guys.
No, he can't pick Ginger because Ginger's like
he already has a Ginger that he's be friends with.
Pick someone else.
Okay, pick out of these three. Who would you be like besties with? Like
probably Gianna.
If I was, yeah.
So you'd be a lesbian.
Yeah.
You'd be in love with Gianna, yeah.
What's the Canadian national?
Oh, Canada.
What was that?
Oh, Canada.
Is that in the national anthem, too?
How lovely.
Wait, how does it go? Beach waves.
How lovely.
First of all, you're singing
beach
Christmas tree, not Canada.
Yeah, that's an Alley Cat vine. I'm surprised you know that.
So... you've seen our friend group dynamic, and this feels like I'm interviewing him. I love this. And we've all been friends since, like, literally, since the fourth grade and beyond. Your friends have been friends since when?
Since, like, my high school. These are all high school guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, Brandon, Caden, Tiny, I've known them since I was, like, a kid.
Since
what does that mean?
Kid.
Since I was, like, we grew up together in the neighborhood.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a number
in
here.
In the block.
Like, how many years?
Age you met them?
Sure, like fifth grade.
Dude, this is like talking like, to Kylie. Oh my God.
Of what show?
Like third grade. Like a long time. Like when we were kids.
Pick one, third or fifth?
Like a long time. Like third because I moved. All right. Second because I moved to California, third. And when I came back, they were still there. So
this brings me to my next question. Do you have a concept of time?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But yeah. Time
but
is have
made
you
up.
Ever.
But it's made up.
What
it's a made up concept.
Time is a construct.
Have you ever had
no, it's
a
not.
Concussion?
Have you ever had a concussion? Wait, did you play sports growing up?
Yes.
Soccer?
No.
Are you going to tell us what sports?
Baseball. Played baseball. Yep.
Oh, I feel like I knew that. Yeah.
Dude, you're Kylie. Oh my God.
You might be Kylie.
Dude, you're Kylie. Play
played softball for like 10 years.
I played baseball for like 10 years.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What position?
I was a catcher.
Has found her Pentagon, bro.
What?
Okay, for the record, that was my joke. Like, I really don't
You didn't say it, though.
No, I started the Twin Towers, actually. Anyways, I made that joke, and everybody uses it. And then Gianna will go post a picture with Kylie and be like, me and my Twin Tower. Like, oh my God. Like, no, it's
sorry, you're supposed to like be like, me and my Twin Tower credits Ashley.
No.
Like, no.
Shout out Ashley.
Shout out Ashley.
You're supposed to like be insulted that you big ass bitches are called the Twin Towers.
No, you're just mad that we're not upset.
One thing about tall girls like us, we just learn to take insults as compliments.
What?
Bro,
what?
Philosophical. I don't know. Anytime someone's trying to make fun of me, like with something, I just have to reclaim it.
Amen. That's really true. Like what?
Everything you've ever said to me in my life. Another main question.
Ooh.
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 You may say I'm a dreamer.
Okay, I like how we tried to lock in and that's how we go back in.
Okay, I'm trying to lock
are
in.
Your sisters older than you?
Yeah. The youngest.
You're the youngest?
Oh, you the baby of the family?
The baby, yeah.
Do you get treated as a baby, though?
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do.
Gianna, thank you.
Why is she answering?
That's
because he probably doesn't notice. Well, I think he does. He's pretty self-aware.
Is he the favorite?
Yeah. No, ooh. I don't know, actually. I don't know, like, the dynamic of, like, his siblings. Do you think you're the favorite?
No. No, I'm not. My sisters are the favorites.
The girls.
Both your sisters?
Yeah. And then I might be the first, like, boy favorite.
You're the only boy.
It's because you're the youngest.
I have three brothers.
Oh, never mind. They're younger than you?
I'm all older. I'm the youngest. Did you?
Yeah, my bad.
It's like talking with Carly. It's like
no, I actually just don't listen.
Why am I getting strays? Like, what? I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting here. I'm silent. I'm just listening to the conversation.
See, that would have been funny.
I thought we connected. I was like, oh, I play baseball. Like, whatever. Pentagon. No.
If he's the youngest out of, like, that sounds horrible. I would like die.
You're the youngest.
Yeah, out of three. I can't think of any more guy. I know everything about a guy. Oh, how about you quiz us? Ask us
Girl questions.
No, quiz us and see if we can answer the guy questions right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like a reverse studying technique.
Okay. All right. What is your first move to get a guy?
Nothing.
I don't make eye contact. I take a shot.
Ooh, eye contact is a good one. Literally, that's the most I'll do is I'll make eye contact.
You have to make eye contact for 2 seconds.
What do you define like as
like
a move?
They hold it, then you keep looking.
Yeah, that's like what.
Wow,
it is.
That counts as a move.
Yeah, yes. that's the first move.
I think going up to a girl and be like, "Hey," is the
no,
first
that's
move.
Too much.
Nowadays,
what's your name? Where'd you go to school?
They don't go up to
yeah,
people.
Yeah, people don't.
That's what yeah, wait, what's going on? You know what? I just thought of a man question. What's going on with those guys that like don't
nobody making the first move?
Don't do that.
They don't make moves anymore.
Because this is what I do. I enter a room.
They want to be chased. They think it's all easy.
Because they're women. Oh my God! I enter a room. I'm making eye contact, and that's it. I'm sending out the vibes.
Eye contact, and maybe I'll go like stand next to you,
and then I'll turn my shoulders. You know, body language. Maybe yeah. All right. I'm open. All right. Let's say hello.
No, Miss Paz, you do know how to pick up game. I think
really
yeah, maybe they are part of June Fest.
All right. How did you enjoy being on Growing Pains? Would you recommend
this
to other
fans?
Yeah, I'll recommend. It was fun. Thank you guys. Thank you, Ginger Bro.
Thank you, A Dog.
I feel like he just confirmed what we already knew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which is comforting, but.
But sad. The sad truth.
But like, I was expecting some real big like. Bunny bank. Why everything else is boring.
On Growing Pains, follow the Instagram Growing Pains Gram, follow the TikTok Growing Pains TT, and you can follow us on Instagram too if you want. What's your Instagram, Gingy?
My Instagram?
Yeah.
It's it.me.gingy.
What's your Instagram?
KXLIXE on Instagram.
What's yours?
Ashley. She's private, so it don't even matter.
You guys will never know.
Isn't it G1 Ray?
Yeah,
something?
G1 Ray.
Happy birthday, KLX.
Hey, dog. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. This one's called.
Don't plug your Instagram.
I can't plug Instagram.
Okay, his Instagram.
Okay,
it's over.
Thank you so much for listening to Growing Pains. You can follow us on Instagram at Growing Pains Gram or on TikTok at Growing Pains Talk. Hope you tune in next week.